Welcome to the Unveiled Christ to the World broadcast with Reverend Judith Ann Glass. For over 40 years, the prophetic ministry of Brother and Sister Glass have gone around the world bringing the living Word of God to multiply thousands of people. Get ready to receive a fresh message of faith and hope that will bring you into new dimensions of the love of God. You can be that overcomer God has called you to be as you behold Him, the Unveiled Christ, in all of His matchless glory. Listen now to the whole Word for the whole man to the whole world, ministered in the power and anointing of God's Holy Spirit.
You don't have any problem that a miracle from God can't solve. Greetings, beloved. This is Sister Judith, and I welcome you to the broadcast today. Well, we're going to continue on in a message that I started the first day of this week, and we've been looking at a verse in the book of the prophet Haggai, chapter 1, where in verse 5, the Lord says, "Now therefore, thus consider your ways. Ye've sown much and bring in little. Ye eat, but ye have not enough. Ye drink, but ye are not filled with drink. Ye clothe you, but there is none warm. And he that earneth wages to put in a bag with holes. Thus saith the Lord of hosts, consider your ways." And this is what he says, "Go up to the mountain and bring wood and build the house." What's he talking about? Building the house of the Lord. In that day, he was talking about the natural, physical edifice of his house. But today, he's speaking to us that we need to build the house of the Lord, the body of Christ. Oh, we've got a lot of beautiful church buildings. In fact, in some neighborhood, there's churches on every corner. But the fact is, what about that invisible body of Christ, the in the spirit, made up of members of every race, people, tribe, and tongue that form the body of the Lord Jesus Christ? It is an hour that the fields are white unto harvest, beloved, and we need to pray and do whatever God would have you to do. You may not be called as an evangelist to go to Africa or to be a street preacher, but you can be an influence. No matter how old you are, no matter where you are, even if you were a shut-in, I think I shared the other day on the broadcast, you can have a ministry. Even if you're not able to go out of the doors of your house, you can be a prayer warrior. How we need prayer warriors. In fact, revival, nothing happens unless God's people are praying. And you can pray with others, encourage others on the phone or through notes or through emails or whatever your circumstances may be. As long as there's breath in your body, beloved, God has a reason for you to be here. If you belong to Him, we have different seasons in our lives. We're not always 20 years old and can run around and do what we did then. Or, you know, if we're advanced in years, God understands all of that. Yet we can still have a heart that puts the Lord first. As we seek Him and His kingdom first, all these other things will be added to us. At no other time in history, as we look, goodness, at the events of this last year, have there ever been such catastrophic happenings as we have seen take place? You can't turn on the evening news when there's some new crisis, some new natural disaster. Oh, we may have magnificent cathedrals and, you know, that's wonderful. We might have finally built churches and exquisite places of worship, which is wonderful. I'm certainly not against them. There's nothing wrong with God's people worshiping the Lord in places that are as nice as possible. Yet, what does it profit a people who may have the most elegant place of worship in the world, and unless they led Him who is God over all and who is the giver of life, the healer of the sick, the conqueror over all things, unless they led Him into their places of worship, they are pitiful places indeed. Beloved, I was blessed. God translated me out of the world, literally, and within, it was a month's time. In 1 month's time, I heard the Unveiled Christ to the World broadcast with Reverend Neil Glass. In fact, he still sings the Unveiled Christ at the end of this broadcast. He's with the Lord now since 1997. But I'd never been in a church service like that. I had been raised in a denominational church, but the power of God was moving. You could feel the presence of God. And even after he went home, for many years we had a church, a local church in the San Francisco Bay Area. We would allow the Holy Spirit to have his way. There would be times that, I would have a message, but that didn't mean just because I had a message that I was going to preach that message that day. It depended. The Lord wanted to minister. And we were always sensitive and open to what the Holy Spirit wanted. In fact, I can remember Brother Glass, he used to say he'd go with his pastor at 4 o'clock in the morning. They go to their church and pray. Do churches even have prayer meetings anymore? Well, you know, I was at one church in California, and they had one once a month, but then they discontinued because nobody was interested in coming. Is that sad or what? How can we expect, you know, it's the words that the prophet Haggai spoke to the children of Israel can be applied to our hearts today. How serious are we for God? How on fire? How earnestly are we seeking him in behalf of our loved ones, in behalf of our families? Oh, we want to see them saved, but are we fasting? Are we praying? Are we doing what is ever necessary? Are we storming the gates of heaven and not letting the Lord go until we see an answer to prayer? Look at the great prophet Elijah. My goodness, at his word there was no rain, and at his word there was rain, but he had to go pray 7 times until the servant was able to come to him and say, oh, you know, I see a cloud the size of a man's hand. And Elijah got up, and he knew rain was coming. He knew the answer was on the way. And beloved, we need that same kind of fire. We need that same kind of anointing. We need that same kind of faith that God is going to move. Yes, the world is getting evil. And you know what? I hate to tell you this, but it's not going to get any better. Nah, the days are going to grow increasingly dark. There's darkness upon the face of the earth and gross darkness, the people beloved. But those who know the light of God's presence, those who see and have had a glimpse of the risen Lord Jesus Christ, the unveiled Christ of glory in the midst of his church, they are going to be able to call out to the Lord, and they're going to be able to see and to preach the word of God with signs following, and multitudes in the final closing hours of man's history are going to be brought into the sanctuary of the Lord. And I'm not talking about a building. I'm talking about that body of Christ, that habitation not made with hands. Praise God. The Holy Spirit is doing it. We can't do it with our programs. We can't. I mean, I remember years ago, we used to go to all church building conferences. You know, how can we do this? Well, beloved, we need to have the power of God. I started to say, the Lord just quickened. Brother Glass used to go with his pastor to church at 4 o'clock in the morning, and he would talk. There would be churches, the ministers would gather together, and they didn't know who was going to preach. They waited on one another. Well, like, you know, is the word of the Lord's going to come through you today? There was the power of God. He was raised in the Latter Rain movement back in Oklahoma, and he said the people would praise God standing to their feet. Beloved, we need to have that excitement. Years ago, back in the 70s, when I came to the Lord, we used to sing that little chorus, let's get all excited, go and tell everybody that Jesus Christ is Lord. Amen. We need that kind of excitement today. We need a real revival to spring forth in the hearts and lives of God's people everywhere. Beloved, revival doesn't start with the sinner. It starts within the church. And we then become anointed. We then, as Ephesians talks about fivefold ministry, equipping the saints that they can do the work of the ministry. Beloved, we need a new baptism of love that will cause our petty differences to disappear in God's presence and come together to worship the Lord in true holiness and righteousness. The word declares that ye are a chosen generation, a royal priesthood, a holy nation, a peculiar people. Beloved, we in ourselves are incapable of reflecting, if you will, the true goodness and righteousness of the Lord, the very life of the lawgiver and the life giver. But we who were once dead in trespasses and sin, we have passed from death into life. We've been translated into that kingdom of God's dear Son. And because we love the brethren and have found his life by coming out of our shallow, unfruitful existence as slaves to sin, and we've found praise God, a new life in Christ Jesus. Oh, how many times we neglect to praise our God the way we should, because of the cares of the day, because of the trials we might be going through. Yet if we could only realize that it's through our praises and through our prayers that he draws nigh to us, and that we can walk in a new realm with him, free from the bondages of slavery, for he and he alone has brought us out of darkness into his marvelous light. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. I just stop. I feel the presence of the Lord. Father, right now, we come to you and we thank you for the outpouring of your anointing, Lord, upon your beloved. Lord, I ask for that anointing, a double portion of your anointing, Lord, that will flow from their top of their head to the very soles of their feet. For hear what the Spirit of the Lord would say in this hour. I am causing my people to arise, those who have held back in apathy, those who have been indifferent, those who have been bowed down with trials and troubles and the affairs and circumstances of life. Hear the word of the Lord that is being spoken from the heights of heaven, yea, from my holy hill, from the very throne of God. Yea, the word of the Lord is going forth, that my people shall arise, for I shall have mercy upon Zion, for the time to favor her, yea, the set time is come, and I will hear the cry of the afflicted. I will hear the cry of the destitute, and I will not despise their prayer. This shall be written, as my scriptures declare, for that the generation to come shall praise the Lord, and it is praising me, it is being faithful, that you shall see your heart's desires come forth, and you shall see the glory of the Lord arise upon your life as never before, says the Lord. Praise God. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Jesus. Glory to his wonderful name. Well, I thought I'd get done with this message this week, but we're going to just continue on next week. I thank you for joining me. And before I leave the air, I do want to give you an invitation to write and share your prayer requests. You have loved ones. I have such a burden that our families can come in, those who are backslid to come back to serve the Lord. The announcer will give you our contact information. Won't you write? Take just a few moments. Send that email. You don't have to write a long letter, just a brief letter. I know how to read between the lines. I've been doing it long enough, many decades. God bless you. I love you. Thank you for joining me. And until next time, this is Sister Glass saying, may God's best forever be yours, is my prayer.
You're listening to the Unveiled Christ to the World broadcast. Thank you for joining us. You're invited to write Sister Glass at P.O. Box 577, Caldwell, Idaho. 83606 is the zip code. That's Post Office Box 577, Caldwell, Idaho. 83606 is the zip code. You're also invited to visit our website, unveiledchrist.org. You can learn more about Unveiled Christ there, as well as email Sister Glass. Again, that's unveiledchrist.org. And please remember as you write that your prayers for this ministry are greatly valued, and your tax-deductible gifts of support enable us to keep this radio program on the air. Thank you for joining us today. Until next time, God bless.